Giving credit to an armed Samaritan, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A man legally carrying a gun is being hailed as a hero for shooting and killing a gunman who opened fire in a mall in Indiana.
Police in Greenwood, Indiana, that's just outside of Indianapolis, are still trying to figure out why that lone gunman walked into a shopping mall and started shooting. The suspect, only described as an adult male with a long rifle, also had several magazines of ammunition when he started shooting in the food court area. Three victims were killed and two others were hurt, but fortunately, no other harm was done thanks to a legally armed citizen with a handgun. The man who shot and killed the shooter was just 22 years old. A backpack was found nearby in a restroom, and it's not been made clear who that bag belongs to or what exactly was inside.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. A Texas House Committee report reveals more about law enforcement response during the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, that killed 19 young children and two teachers.
Uvalde's acting police chief now on administrative leave. Lieutenant Mariano Pargas' actions being investigated to determine his role in the failed response. The investigation revealing nearly 400 law enforcement officers arrived on scene. 77 minutes passed before the classroom door was breached and the shooter killed. Now, the report highlights the incompetence of the response. Quote, we found systemic failures and egregiously poor decision making. The Texas House Committee suggesting that there was confusion as to who was really in charge that day and the lack of leadership contributed to the poor police response.
Fox's Todd Pyro. Jury selection set today in the trial of former presidential advisor Steve Bannon. He's facing criminal contempt of Congress charges after refusing for months to cooperate with the House Committee investigating the U.S. Capitol violence. He's one of the most prominent of former President Trump's allies to refuse to testify. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The death of a young child reminds many on social media of the ongoing destruction from Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Ukraine's president says he's fired two senior members of his administration, including the head of his powerful domestic security agency, citing a failure to purge Russian spies. This comes as Russia's defense minister has ordered his forces to step up operations in Ukraine. Sunday, a funeral service was held for a four-year-old girl with Down syndrome, killed in a rare Russian cruise missile strike in central Ukraine. Her mother, who clings to life, had just posted a video to social media. President Zelensky called it an act of terrorism. The head of Britain's armed forces agrees. In Kyiv, Ukraine, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Residents of a city in Michigan racked up huge unpaid water bills, which are now coming due.
City officials in Saginaw, Michigan will resume water service shutoffs today after a pandemic moratorium that was put into effect in March of 2020. In May, Saginaw officials said they would be ending the moratorium, giving people time to make payment arrangements or apply for financial assistance. The city manager says the amount of overdue water utility payments grew from $1 million last summer to $1.6 million as of May, putting a dent in the city's budget. Saginaw temporarily lifted the moratorium in June last year and tried to start collecting payments from about 750 households, some with water bills in the thousands. They reinstated the moratorium less than a month later. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Ride-sharing giant Uber Technologies has been ordered to pay more than $2 million and waive wait time fees for disabled passengers. The money will settle a Justice Department lawsuit accusing the company of violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. Those funds will be split between customers who complained about the practice and others affected by the fees. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.